USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is reacting to Senator Kamala Harris dropping out of the 2020 race.
She is a first-rate intellect, first-rate candidate, and it's a real competitor. I've mixed emotions about it.
The House Intelligence Committee has released their impeachment report on President Trump by saying that the president abused his power by pressuring the Ukraine president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and other Democrats. The Intelligence Committee is expected to approve the report along party lines in a meeting Tuesday ahead of the first impeachment hearings by the Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Meanwhile, while in London, President Trump talks about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have never been stronger, never been more unified. The Democrats have gone crazy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.